Dear ladies and gentlemen, I am Eva Bozsik, PhD student from this institute. Our aim was to assessment of establishing Green Corridors on a Nature 2000 habitat site across the Hungarian-Romanian border. I would like to speak about the aim of the study, the eco-regional planning, the pan-European ecological network, the structure of regional ecological network, the ecological corridors, the study area and data sources, the map layers and our results. Our aim was to create a site selection model with GIS tool for developed ecological corridor. But where? The study area is located next to the Hungarian-Romanian border, and we try to ensure the continuity of ecological connection. The ecological continuity was carried out with the connection of the Nature 2000 habitat site along one part of the Hungarian-Romanian border. The ecoregional planning is playing an increasingly important role in nature conservation policies because of during the last decade, the fragmentation of natural and semi-natural habitats as an outcome of agricultural intensification, land use changes, infrastructure networks, urbanization have been suggested as the main reasons for the current biodiversity crisis. The significant habitat fragmentation, the isolated patches, spreading barriers, decrease of natural, semi-natural habitats. The human impact resulted that the rate of natural and semi-natural habitats reduced by 50-20 in Europe. That the species were pushed back much less areas than in the initial condition. And it causes a high risk of certain habitat type and species loss. The development of the European Ecological Network forms under the Pan-European Biology, which was endorsed by 54 European countries in Sofia 1995. The PIN essentially made up the ecological network in each country. And based on the criteria of the Pan-European Ecological Network, Hungary also planned to our national ecological network. The ecological network consists of core areas large enough to host a significant number of species. The core areas are surrounded by buffer zones and interlinked by linear corridors or stepping stone patches. The ecological network are identified by the local relation of ecological corridors linking protected and unprotected areas. In regional terms, ecological corridor is ensuring the biological relationship in the form of chain of lines and mosaics. The ecological corridors are connect the same types of habitats and habitat complexes with each other, and guaranteeing the flow of genes between populations isolated from each other. On a local level, they connect various habitats where the life cycle of certain species requires this for their survival. Water courses typically play this corridor role. Our study area of the model was carried out along one part of the Hungarian-Romanian border, as I mentioned it before. On the left side, you can see the Nature 2000, the location of the Nature 2000 sites there. For the model building, we use different type of data sources. which characterized our study area. The applied spatial decision support system used two types of criteria, constraints and factors. Constraints are those logical values which limit our analysis, so we can put for there one or null logical values, and in our case these logical values were ideal for distinguish the measure of areas which could be suitable or unsuitable for forestation under any conditions. The unsuitable areas such as agricultural areas, built-up areas, pasture and forest, the existing forest, were selected from this database, and the potential suitable areas for forestation such as Nature 2000 sites, roads, railways, channels, dirt roads. You can see in the slide the extension of the each layers, built-up area, nature, 2000 sites, arable lands, forest and pasture. I would like to draw your attention for the large extension of nature, 2000 sites and forest. And on the right side you can see the lines in our area. First step was to set up a conceptual model. Firstly, we defined the projections and of these features, because the national and the Hungarian projection is different from each other. In the first step, we selected from the database the limited constraints, the agricultural areas, the built-up areas, and so on, and merged them in criterion null feature and narrowed the investigation only for the potentially sites. In the second step, we selected and put a 2 meter buffer zone around these features and merged them in one layer called criteria one. In the final first step, we erased the earlier already mentioned already forested areas from the criteria one feature. And in result, we could define the measure and the size of the potential sites for forestation because we erased the already forested areas from the criteria one layer. And in the case of roads, dirt roads, waterways, we could make a significant plantation. And generally, we can conclude that the potentially forested areas rate is more than 70-80% in the case of each layers. The second step will be to define the appropriate tree species, and which is depending on the soil type and climatic conditions. Related to national and or international projects, this site selection can plan extended area, even cross borders. And I would like to say thanks for these projects for supporting our work. Thank you very much for your attention.